Blackhead has become more of an issue in the last 10 years. But with the removal of any in-feed medication that has an approved label for killing the parasite, because of that, producers have had to work to find alternatives. Historically, there was very little research done on this because there were good drugs that worked and were able to be used. Now we've had to become a little more creative in how we solve this disease. While mortality is more prevalent with turkeys than it is with chickens, it causes reduction in performance, it causes increased mortality, and it also can cause increase in secondary infections, therefore reducing the production of the birds as well. Because of this, it has become a more prevalent issue and something that poultry veterinarians are putting more emphasis on in areas of research because there had been so few answers beforehand and trying to understand the biology of the parasite, trying to understand management of the parasite, and trying to understand how we can most effectively reduce the issues associated with this infection. And understanding that it is unlikely that we will have an approved medicated feed for the treatment of blackhead. There's three main areas that are important to think about when you're looking at blackhead control. And the first area is your deworming program. So heteroachous worms can carry blackhead. Birds can get infected with the heteroachous, and then they subsequently get infected with blackhead. So having a strong worming program and being able to reduce the amount of worms that a bird is exposed to subsequently reduces the chances that they have of being exposed to blackhead. Another area that is also important is coccidia control. And so coccidia, which is the disease from the Eimeria parasites, those infect the intestines of the chicken and in some aspects compete with blackhead and where they're infecting in the ceca. But that also has been shown that infections with Eimeria and blackhead at the same time can cause a more severe blackhead disease than if it was just with the histomonas by itself. So making sure that pullets or turkeys have a strong coccidia program and are developing immunity to the coccidia is another way to help buffer that potential blow up of a higher infection of histomonas. And the last tip I would say that's really important is just overall management. And so these parasites, while histomonas is not very stable by itself in the environment, if it is in a heteroachous worm or in a heteroachous egg, there is much more capability to live in harsher environments. And so in the past, a lot of broiler breeder houses or pullet houses were just a clay floor or, you know, dirt, and there was no concrete that was breaking up the division between what the birds were on in the litter and then in the environment. And so it's way easier for them to pick up the worms. While the earthworm is not a true host, it can be a reservoir for blackhead as well and for the heteroachous eggs. And so if birds have access to earthworms, that can be another potential place to get introduced with blackhead. And then also house management is important. The histomonas can live in water for several hours. So making sure that waterers are clean. If birds do break, there's a very strong biosecurity practice of cleaning out, making sure the litter gets removed and that you desiccate it so that those eggs are not able to survive and continue to pass on the blackhead is really important. I think there's a lot of different ways to tweak programs to make them optimized and understand that it is not a one-size-fit-all program, but it is something that is not going away and is something we have to be diligent about, especially as we have fewer options to just straight kill the parasite.